So many interesting toys you have, Master. Lego sets, Gunpla, anime figurines. Oh, come now. At the very least, you must count the Legos as toys. There's no shame in it. I think it's very cute that you still collect toys as a grown man. It gives you a very endearing sort of youthful innocence. To be your age and to not only have a collection, but to take such good care of it that you hire a maid to handle it, I think it's perfectly respectable. Not too many people have hobbies these days. Everyone is afraid to stand out from the crowd, so it's refreshing to see someone have a passion. Or several. Each of these toys is a sign of something that makes you unique and interesting. See, this Lego set of the World Monuments shows your interest in geography and architecture. Your Gunpla speaks of your interest in science fiction and machinery. The anime figures reveal what your favorite media is. And your taste in women. Oh, but I've never seen this particular toy before. Is this new? Oh, what? Why are you blushing so ferociously, Master? It's just some sort of flashlight, isn't it? What is this toy, Master? It's a sex toy. Oh, Master, I don't mean to laugh at you. It's just, no wonder you were blushing like a tomato. Oh, you poor thing. No, I don't judge you for this. In fact, I'd love to see how you play with it, Master. Oh, don't be shy now. I've cleaned up enough of your crumpled tissues and crusty socks to know you have a very, very healthy libido. I also know from your many anime figurines exactly how much you like maids. Isn't this a dream come true for you? You don't have to lift a finger, Master. I'll even take it out for you. Oh, gracious! Your libido is healthy indeed. I must admit, I didn't expect it to jump out at me like that. But what a perfectly gorgeous cock you have, Master. It's such an aesthetic shape. Let's just lube it up and make certain it's completely hard. Just relax, Master. I don't judge you for any of your other toys. Why would I judge you for this one? If I'm perfectly honest, I think this is even cuter than your other toys. I'm so looking forward to seeing you play with it. But of course, I don't want to sacrifice your comfort or enjoyment. That's why we have to be extra thorough about lubricating your beautiful cock. Alright, that should be more than sufficient. I'll just pour a generous amount of lube into the fleshlight and... what an adorable whimper you just made. We've barely even started, and this is already better than I thought. Come now, Master. Let's get your cock in it to the hilt. There we go. Now, we just let it sit for a moment. We don't want you going off too fast and spoiling the fun, Master. Have you even had a chance to use this yet? Maybe just once? Your face says you truly haven't had this long, or had much experience with it. I've heard of things like this, but I've never seen one before. I've certainly never seen it being used. It's far more erotic than I ever imagined. I think it must be a decent facsimile for you to be shivering from the sensation. I've always thought you were so cute, Master. Did you think that I only ever meant that in a condescending way? I was teasing you, that much is true. But I meant that I was attracted to you. I like how you're young at heart. I like that you're a little messy. But most of all, I love how you want to be spoiled. Why else would you hire a maid to clean such a small home? You could easily take care of the whole place yourself in an hour or two at most. You're not just a pervert hiring a maid so that you can have control over a woman either. No, you're a gentleman. A sweet young man who just wants someone to pamper him every now and then. You deserve it, Master. Everyone deserves to be spoiled in some way, but a kind, generous man like you most certainly deserves it more than others. Now, I'd ask you to tell me how this feels, but your moans and the bucking of your hips is telling me all I need to know. How do you think this compares to a real pussy? Would you even know? Would you perhaps like to learn? You do have some rather impressive stamina to have lasted this long. Maybe next time I visit, we could try something. That's going to depend on just how big of a load you can pump into this pocket pussy. You see, I am just obsessed with cream pies. The bigger and thicker, the better. Let's see what kind of load you can fill this toy with. If you can impress me, the next one I milk out of you would be straight into my pussy. Wouldn't that be so amazing, Master? I could skip around not wearing any panties under my uniform. Then, if you happen to get an erection while I'm around, I can just sit on your lap and bounce on this gorgeous cock of yours until it pumps me full of all your sticky cream. Of course, I wouldn't want to make a mess I'd have to clean up, so you'd have to be certain and shoot it as deep as possible into my pussy. Why don't you show me how you do it? Yes, good boy, good boy. Oh, goodness me. Your balls are moving with each pulsation. You're coming so hard. I wish it were inside me right now. All done, Master. I want to be certain that you're satisfied. Too sensitive to say. And here I was hoping you'd ask for a second round. I'm more than satisfied for today, though. Let's see your handiwork. Oh, what a lovely feature. A little collection tray at the bottom for your semen. It just twists off. Oh, master! Do you always produce such enormous loads? Or do you only do it when you're fantasizing that it's my real pussy you're coming in? Ooh. Well, I know what we'll be doing next time. In the meantime, why don't you rest, master? It seems like I've drained more than just your balls. I think for once I have a new favorite toy.